Covered vaccines only first step, fight job losses, austerity and virus of capitalism. John Dale, health worker and secretary, Unite Union Nottinghamshire Health Branch. Personal capacity. COVID-19 vaccines in record-breaking times have raised millions of people's hopes that life will return to normal next year. But speed has also made many worry that corners are being cut in the race to get the virus and the economy under control. It's certainly incredible that several vaccines are almost ready for use in under a year. It normally takes 10 years to reach this stage. But the question should be, why does vaccine development usually take so long? Partly this speed is due to powerful computers shortening development stages and data analysis. But much time is normally spent raising finance for each stage of research. Neither pharmaceutical companies nor governments are willing to commit money upfront when there's no guarantee of success. Success for the companies means profits. $13 billion of public money has gone to just 6 of the 58 COVID-19 vaccines now being clinically trialed. An army of scientists, doctors, engineers, and laboratories in universities and industry around the world has been mobilized for COVID-19 vaccine research. Why haven't similar efforts already conquered malaria, TB and other infectious diseases that kill millions each year? These mostly occur in the poorest parts of the world. There is no scope for big profits. That's why the pharmaceutical industry neglected vaccine research for decades. Three COVID-19 vaccines have now been tested in stage 3 trials. About 45,000 people have received one of them. Common unwanted effects would show up by now. Rare complications might still be identified, but, as the numbers in hospital and the number of people dying from coronavirus show, the current risk of serious illness or death from COVID-19 is much higher. If any vaccine is later shown to be linked to a rare unwanted outcome, anyone affected should be fully compensated for loss of pay, extra care and other losses. This should be for as long as needed, without long legal battles. There are still unanswered questions. Are the vaccines effective in young children? Does Oxford/AstraZeneca's vaccine produce 90% success if half the dose is used first, as was done in a group of under 55-year-olds, or nearer 62% if that group was discounted? Vaccine study designs and results should be fully open to expert inspection from the trade union movement. There should be no commercial confidentiality. It's public money that has funded most of the research. It's significant that after the testing fiasco, even this vehemently pro-market Tory government has not trusted the private sector with the vaccination program, drafting in the armed forces to support the NHS, rather than giving the contract to Deloitte and other private companies. But while people are desperate to restart normal life, meeting family, socializing with friends, going to a football match, pub or cinema, vaccines won't repair the terrible damage from years of austerity and a new economic downturn. As the immediate threat of infection starts to fall in coming months, trade unions, students and the unemployed must organize to fight job losses, attacks on working conditions, and austerity, and defeat the virus of capitalism.